Hello and welcome to the Groovy Uncle Podcast, presented by me, Glenn Prangnell. The Groovy Uncle Podcast takes a look at the creative output of a highly regarded, prolific bunch of musicians from the Medway Towns. So let's dive into a soup of groovy uncleness.
Sent me to school so I could be sure, divide and then rule the lesson du jour. Sat by the window, stared into space, wrote it on my pencil case. Should have seen the look on your face.
Well, you gotta make tracks, but your body don't feel inclined. But they say it's all in the mind. Message understood my song, adopted by all your friends. Enthusiasm malfunctioned, normality has rusted a more. Every single ounce of your head up the more has got up the more. Up the more, up the more.
There was no new Groovy Uncle album scheduled for 2016. But I'd already begun stacking up some songs and I wanted to release something that year to keep the momentum going. So I thought it would be good to release a single for the first time on the Trouserphonic label and to make it a Susie record. So I wrote something with a bit of a funkyish groove to it for the A-side. Got Up and Gone was already lined up for the next album, so I decided to do what State had done with her first single, i.e. feature a non-album B-side. With this in mind, I came up with the moody ballad, Find the Morning. The moodiness of the track is massively enhanced by the flute playing of Anna Jordanus and the dulcimer of Stephen Craig Cunningham Sherritt. And Jim's production on this is fantastic. Listening to it now, I think perhaps it really should have been the A-side. Here's Susie during the summer of 2016 at Ranscombe Studios laying down her vocals for the single.
Again, I'm leaving too much gap, Anna.
Yeah, you're aware that, you know what I mean, self-conscious
drop,
of
drop
it.
Drop us in again, please.
When you need a good time but you haven't got the wherewithal. The rules a little bit, cause there isn't any place to fall. Message understood by some, but not by all of your friends. Enthusiasm, malfunction, normality has rusted a mold. Every single out of your get up and go has got up and gone. Up and gone, up and gone.
Not long enough again? No? Okay. All right, cool. Come on then.
Sleep has turned into a stranger. I've been here so long now I can't seem to change a thing.
Yeah, me. That was the most half-assed intro ever. Sorry, I didn't really know what I was doing.
There's no one like you when there's nothing to do in the morning. There's nothing like us when I can't place my trust in the night. The daytime can't get any colder. The weight I'm enduring because I just told you a lie. I've suffered enough, now I'm tired and rough and it's sunrise. You took me for granted.
planted as soon as you planted that seed. I won't be a slave to the feelings I let in. I seem to be heading for something I'm dreading. I need to find morning. I need to find morning. Yes, I need. Yes, I need. Yes, I need to find morning.
Got Up and Gone and Find the Morning were released as a single on translucent orange vinyl in the late summer of 2016. It was our only release of that year. However, a new LP was on the horizon, this time with inspiration coming from a place very close to home.
First in a succession of familiar impressions. Mrs. Saywell says our school is 7 centuries old. Mrs. Saywell says don't do as I do, just do as you're told. Mrs. Saywell says red herrings mean we'll have to be late. Mrs. Saywell lost her bearings, no more figure of eight. Standing by the telling the class, hands on head, she's warming her ass. The first in a succession of familiar impressions will keep the rougher, tougher boys away. Mrs. Saywell's man was killed in London. Mrs. Saywell bore no children, now she's falling to bits. Mrs. Saywell needs assistance, she's been drinking again. She was in the French Resistance, now she's feeling the pain. Standing by the open fire, El Rigarde Palafanet. Once you've seen, you'll never forget.
Cozy, warm in bed for my man. About to lose the feeling I had. Squeezing into clothes to dump this. Nylon irritates me at this. Take the concrete forward or back. Hit the concrete hard with a crack. Waiting for the bleeding to stop. Have a heart, have a heart, have a heart.
First in a succession of familiar impressions. Keep the rougher, tougher boys away. Let's pretend that we had fun today.
The demo version of Mrs. Saywell Says, the opening track from our sixth album, A Clip Round the Ear. Back in 2009, I asked my parents if I could record them in conversation with me discussing their lives. I wanted to put together a video telling their life story, purely as a keepsake for the family and for posterity. Mum and Dad were in their mid-70s by then, and I thought now was the time to get their memories down on tape. I recorded several hours of audio over a number of sessions, much of it on camera, with the intention of editing it all together at some point in the near future. They were both very happy, relaxed, and keen to talk about the old days, going right back to their childhood. I was frantically making notes as they told their stories, contradicted and corrected each other, laughed, and even sang together. But as well as viewing the project with a filmmaker's eye, I occasionally found myself sidetracked by my songwriter's ear whenever they would throw in some irresistible gem. Mum and Dad had both attended the same infant school in the late 1930s, and though they didn't remember each other from those very early years, they could recall the names of one or two of their teachers. there was a Miss Neat, who they said would stand directly in front of the classroom's open coal fire to address the children, while hitching up her skirt at the back to warm her bottom. And there really was a Mrs. Saywell. These characters were irresistible to me as a songwriter, and I found myself making songwriting notes in the margins. Mrs. Saywell, Mrs. Saywell says. Yeah, but Mrs. Saywell says what? Mrs. Saywell says our school is 7 centuries old. I was trying to think like a child. Mrs. Saywell says our school is 7 centuries old. Mrs. Saywell says don't do as I do, just do as you're told. I began to look back at my own school years, recalling some of the teachers with their eccentricities and peculiarities. I remember one of my form teachers at secondary school who would often return from her lunch break a little tired and emotional, shall we say. The class would all look at each other, giggling and whispering comments like, "Pissed again," and "Look at the state of her." Eventually, her husband, also a teacher at the school, would enter the room with a face like thunder and dismiss the class. The poor woman obviously had problems. Another teacher I recall was a woman who must have been approaching retirement age and was only at our school for a short while. She was quite strict and old school, but easy to distract. To avoid doing any work, we'd get her off the subject by asking a question about the old days, and she'd be off. Stories of how she, her husband and family lived in London during the Blitz. I really wish I'd paid more attention to what she had to say, because I'm sure it was fascinating. But at that age, you don't realise you're looking at and listening to history. Once she realised we'd tricked and distracted her, she'd clap her hands and shout, "No red herrings!" The more I thought about it, the more I was back there, in my cold, drab 1970s school days, not wanting to get out of bed. Cozy, warm in bed, am I mad? I'm once again the overweight teenager squeezing into clothes that don't fit, nylon irritating a bit. Being punched in the face for no reason on my way home from school. Cutting my leg open while playing football, which I hated, and waiting for the bleeding to start. Have a heart. I needed 7 stitches, you know. I was a bit of a mimic at school. I could impersonate some of the teachers, and that was where the line, "the first in a succession of familiar impressions," comes from. That particular skill was sometimes useful for diffusing potentially volatile situations.
Let's pretend that we had fun today.
So when writing Mrs. Saywell says, I gathered together the characters from mine and my parents' school days, chucked them in the blender, threw in a fictional tale of a functioning alcoholic infant school teacher suffering from flashbacks, bereavement, and a gradual mental breakdown, and moulded it into a 3-minute pop song. Mum and Dad understood the significance of having their stories and voices recorded for posterity. The time I spent with them was always enjoyable, entertaining, fascinating and inspiring. But above all else, it was precious. Mum passed away on the 27th of November 2018, aged 85, and Dad left us on the 5th of June 2021, aged 88. Behind every song there's a story. And within each memory there's a song. My parents, like theirs, were born and raised in Chatham, as were me and my brothers. When I walk those streets, there are decades-old memories and stories on every corner. I live just 10 minutes' walk from the church hall, or youth club as it was, where my parents first met. Closer still is the house where my dad was born, the same house where his mother was born. The original Newnham Street, where my mum's family lived, is long gone, demolished in the late 1960s. but the backyard of the house where I was born in that very street can be seen on the front cover of the album, and the lady in that picture is my mum's sister, my Aunt Dora. There's so much more I want to say about mum, dad and the family, and I will. Their influence is peppered all over my music, and nowhere more so than on the album A Clip Round the Ear.
There, right behind all the mess, you will find just a door with a lock and a key. And if you go through, well, you know what to do. Go ahead, take no notice of me. And in that place, there's not an empty space. I seem to be able to fill it up every day. Your eyes must be closed, look right under your nose. All the things I've been meaning to say.
Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. Join me next time for another Clip Round the Ear and more stories behind the songs in The Scheme of Things.